Chapter 67. Maria paced the tanker's bridge with an anger that turned her features to cold stone. "I was not expecting a challenge from the Coast Guard," she said. "How did they know we were approaching?" A short, ashen-faced man piloting the tanker shook his head. "The Dayan is known to be missing. It's possible a passing vessel identified us and reported it to the Coast Guard. Perhaps it is a good thing. The authorities will now know right away that the Israelis are responsible for the attack." "I suppose that is true. Still, we cannot afford any further interference." "The radio has been silent. I don't believe they had the opportunity to alert anyone," the captain said. "On top of which, the radar is clear of vessels ahead of us." He glanced out the side window, noting the lights of the blue yacht visible just a few yards off the tanker's beam. "The Sultanas reported some minor damage during contact with the Coast Guard vessel," he reported, "but they are ready to take us off at any time." "How long until we can evacuate?" "I will slow the vessel as we enter the eastern channel of the Bosphorus. You can prepare to evacuate as I align the ship toward the Golden Horn and set the automatic pilot. I would estimate that the ship will be in position in about 15 minutes." Maria looked at her watch. The electronic fuses were timed to detonate in just over 1 hour. "Very well," she said calmly. "Let us not delay."